Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Really quick, there's a restaurant coming back that I know I can remember going to a couple times as a kid, and you knew it was going to be a classy arse night.
What?
When mom and dad said, hey, kids, load up in the old SUV and let's go to the Sizzler.
The Sizzler's coming back.
There was a time in America when a big night out for a good steak dinner meant hitting up Sizzler.
Stop. It's coming back.
It's coming back.
Where do you want to go for lunch?
I know where I want to go for lunch.
I don't want to spend a lot of money.
Sizzler.
Not fast food. Definitely not fast food.
How those 80s sound.
I don't.
I don't want to spend a lot of money. So where to?
Sizzler.
I forgot they whispered it to you like it was so sexy.
So creepy. Like, welcome to Sizzler.
You're going to have the sexiest time eating this steak.
Yeah,
Sizzler.
Get sexy with a Sizzler.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Anyway,
I miss the Sizzler.
Founded
though.
In 1958, they had more than 700 locations at one point. Now there's just 74. And they're doing a big rebranding campaign, and they are pushing it hard, you guys. And Sizzler might be a big-time player in the steak game again.
I may forgive them for ever leaving, actually. I'd be like, it's fine, come back. We'll accept you back in. Talking to me like that, yeah.
Okay, one more time. Here, I'll play it again for you. Here you go.
Sizzler.
Yeah, get me some.
Speaking my language.
Got goosebumps.
Yeah, there you go, guys. The Sizzler might be coming back. It's exciting stuff this morning with JKJ here at Mix 100.